Good evening, everyone.
Thanks for coming out tonight. Before we get started, I can hear somebody's phone ringing right now. And I would like to remind everybody to silence your cell phones or any other electronic noise-making devices you have on your human body. We have some great authors coming up this month. On Sunday, January 10th, we have Roger Wendlandt and his book, Shotgun on My Chest, Memoirs of the Lewis and Clark Book Collector. He plunged nearly $150,000 into debt to assemble the world's finest private collection of Lewis and Clark material. On Tuesday, January 12th, we have the acclaimed cartoonist and reporter Joe Sacco with his latest book, Footnotes in Gaza, a sweeping original investigation of a forgotten crime in the most tormented of places, spanning 50 years and moving fluidly between one war and the next. For more information about these events or other author events, pick up the reader or calendar of events at any information station throughout the store, or check us out online at www.pals.com. Tonight, Pals is happy to present David Swanson in his book, Daybreak, Undoing the Imperial Presidency and Forming a More Perfect Union. A lot more has gone wrong over the last 8 years than meets the eye, and it'll take more than a new president to create the kind of change that is necessary. Daybreak is a thorough investigation of how the Bush administration deteriorated the Constitution and the Bill of Rights and altered the way American government works. It includes clear plans for how we may reclaim democracy, declare our rights, and truly set out for a new America. David Swanson is the co-founder of AfterDowningStreet.org, creator of ConvictBushCheney.org, Washington director of Democrats.com, and is a board member of the Progressive Democrats for America. He has served as the press secretary for Dennis Kucinich. Did I pronounce his name right?
Yep.
I always mispronounce that. And he's been a leading voice for the prosecution of Bush and Cheney for their war crimes. Please give a warm welcome to David Trump.